This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington's allies abroad. This comes as Biden introduced his picks for top diplomatic and national security posts. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President-elect Joe Biden pulls from the ranks of Washington veterans, announcing his nominations to key national security and cabinet posts.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back.
Biden's nominees are a clear departure from President Trump, whose cabinet has largely consisted of men, almost all of them white. Biden's picks include several women and people of color, some of whom would break barriers if confirmed to their new positions, including Avril Haines as the first woman nominated as Director of National Intelligence, and Alejandra Mayorkas, the first immigrant nominated to head the Department of Homeland Security. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The UN Security Council's first meeting on the conflict in Ethiopia's dissident Tigray region ended without members issuing a statement Tuesday. European members forced the closed-door discussion to be held after African countries pulled out of organizing the meeting at short notice, highlighting divisions over Security Council action on the 3 weeks of fighting. A European diplomat, also speaking on condition of anonymity, said the Europeans expressed their concerns, condemned violence of an ethnic nature, and demanded protection of civilians during the session that lasted 1 hour, 20 minutes. France, Britain, Belgium, Germany, and Estonia, backed by the United States, announced the virtual meeting after South Africa, Niger, Tunisia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines withdrew their requests because envoys have yet to travel to Ethiopia. From Washington, this is VOA News. The European Union, the United States, and other donors pledged billions in new funding for Afghanistan over the next 4 years at the first pledging conference of its kind since 2016. The mostly virtual gathering in Geneva aims to salvage years of hard work to try to build peace and stability amid peace talks between the Taliban and the government. The European Union pledged 1.2 billion euros, and the U.S. offered $600 million for next year alone, but half of that is pending a review of the Afghan peace process. Britain and France on Tuesday announced their intention to ease coronavirus restrictions in the run-up to Christmas, as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. In a televised evening address, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday, and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted on December 15th. The British authorities also announced on Tuesday that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with up to three families allowed to mix over the festive period. A militant convicted in the Benghazi attack wants a new trial. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Lawyers representing Ahmed Abu Qatala, a Libyan militant convicted of charges in the 2012 attack on a U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, have asked for a new trial. The motion, filed in federal court in Washington, cites recently disclosed exculpatory evidence. The motion does not detail the newly disclosed evidence, but says it concerns a key government witness who testified under the pseudonym Ali Madrisi at Qatala's 2017 trial. A jury found Qatala guilty of multiple terrorism-related charges, but not guilty of murder. He's serving a 22-year prison sentence. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While some holiday traditions have been upended by the pandemic, a turkey pardon was still on the menu at the White House. AP's Jennifer King has more.
President Trump issued a pardon today.
Oh, so lucky. That is a lucky bird.
Carrying on an annual White House Thanksgiving tradition in the Rose Garden. The two meaty turkeys were named in honor of their home state of Iowa.
Corn and cob. That's not too hard to remember, is it?
The president acknowledged a soaring stock market and the pandemic in what's been a most unusual year.
We extend our eternal gratitude to the doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, and scientists who have waged the battle.
Corn was declared the national Thanksgiving turkey.
Corn, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
But both birds will retire to a new home on the campus of Iowa State University. Jennifer King, Washington.
If you'd like to see photos of the turkeys, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. For all the latest information, you can always use the website. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. We'll be right back.